Triple M Breakfast, Roo, Dits and Loz. It is 12 past six for your Monday, so let's catch up on the overnight headlines. Oh, hang on a second.
Oh, Ben.
He's having a shocker.
Ben, you're having a mare. Right.
Hang on, here we go.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Are you still at the zoo or...?
Mentally, he's still at the zoo.
Oh, the red panda got back in there. It's escaped for 3 days. A red panda been on the run. It's had a three-day bender. It took off on Friday and they got it on a Sunday. Just coming back for a feed and a roof over its head.
Can I ask, I don't know if this is an obvious question, it is to me.
Who let the panda out?
Can the animals just come and go at the Adelaide Zoo? I'm a bit concerned. If a tiger or a lion just thinks I might have a weekend off, how secure is the place?
I think those ones are secure. Are they? But the little red pandas, they're a climby little thing. So
yeah, but wouldn't you have a cage for a climby thing?
I would have thought.
Yeah. That is the question, isn't it? How did it get out? Does anyone know? Did anyone do any research or did we say?
All we know is it got shot and fell. Look, fence.
With a tranquilizer.
Funny you seen it fall out of the tree. They're all under it with a bloody, like a tarp underneath it. It's like something you do in the country.
They tried to get it down with food and it wouldn't. And it was hours and hours and they just went, look, we're just going to have to take him out.
Get the data.
So they just shot it.
With a trank.
Yeah.
So, just, it's pretty full on.
Same gear they give Lozzie most days.
She won't leave Triple M.
At the end of the show, they shoot me with a trank and then I wake up the next
She's
morning.
She's like Elvis
in the chair.
A bit, Loz.
Yeah, yeah. Uppers and downers.
I'm not sure what she's got this morning.
The heat wave continues in the UK so bad that on the weekend, the English Premier League, the soccer, they had to have water breaks. This is unheard of.
Water breaks, please.
They never ever do that. So they stopped the game a couple of times so everyone could have a drink of water.
Hydration.
Is this climate change thing real?
It's almost like it is.
If it's happening in the soccer, it must be real.
Yeah, that's right.
The world sport.
Hey, there's talk about potentially making all our school kids get provided lunch in primary schools, which... what they do in America, apparently. But that'd be a massive change. The reason they want to do it is to give everyone healthy food. Seems like a big job.
Gee, who's going to pay for that?
Well, surely the parents would have to. The government can't pay for every kid to get fed, can they?
Well, there are parents out there that can't. As we know, I mean, Kickstart for Kids, the very organisation that gives kids breakfast most mornings, wants 60,000 breakfasts a week in Adelaide alone.
Yeah.
But how can we bring that and all of a sudden wages and who's making all the food?
But if you're not doing groceries for kids' lunches, that saves money out of your budget. So then you might be able to afford
to do that. Those people will be able to pay. It's the people who don't pay now. That's what Dits is talking about.
But that would be amazing if every child was receiving a healthy lunch.
Can you imagine
what would happen?
Can we get breakfast in here every morning, please?
They sound like it'd be $4 a day.
$4.
Mariah Carey.
Gee, what can you
here?
Get for $4?
Well, at retail prices, you wouldn't get much, but at wholesale, you get reasonable, but still seems very skinny, being like in a nursing home. Jelly and maybe a little bit of cheese and a bit of sandwich in there. Wouldn't be a lot at all. Interest rates, they're saying. God, we've had a little. This is nothing like the media to beat stuff up. It is going up. We know that. And it's going up from. It wasn't meant to go up at all until 2024. And now they're saying it's going to peak at 2.6% in the middle of next year and then start dropping again. So, homeowners, you're on a roller coaster. If you've got your rates locked in, you're okay. But if you're on variable, it might not be as bad as they were saying even a month ago. So, watch this space, homeowners.
What are
there.
We at the moment?
I couldn't even tell you. I think it's 1.15, 1.35 or something
like
that.
So there's still a long way to go to get to 2.6.
Yeah, well, it's double, but it's still very low from where it was. The average is about 6 or 7%.
Yep.
So it's still very, very low.
Now, this is why I love Brian Taylor and I think why everyone does. No one's above him sledging them because Chris Rock, the very famous Hollywood superstar comedians on doing a national tour at the moment in Australia, went to a Sydney game and Brian saw him in the crowd and just did not hold back.
Chris Rock there, of course, of Growing Up's fame, and he just accepts a slap really well these days, doesn't he? Chris Rock.
Accepts a slap really well.
After Will Smith slapped him, obviously, at the Oscars.
No, thanks for explaining.
Well, it's just that your face looked like it wasn't computing.
You told me, you said, oh, this commentary is unbelievable. This is the best thing you'll ever hear. Sorry I was left underwhelmed.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Don't poke the red panda today, okay?
Anyway. The underwhelming breakfast show.
He was at the Sydney Collingwood game yesterday in a corporate box.
He likes Sydney,
in there.
Apparently.
A lot of the big names go to the footy games, don't they?
I find it weird. I find it really strange when the two worlds collide when you see a superstar, like an American superstar at the AFL. I always feel a bit, did they get it? Like, do they understand all of our bloody
lingo? It's probably similar to when any of ours go over there. They go to a Super Bowl game.
Yeah.
Probably similar.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the biggest event in town? Oh, go to the SCG, you'll see a game of footy.
Game of Sandfall on the weekend, go see Sturt.
He's a Sydney hat and he's a Sydney scarf. Yeah. You're now a Sydney supporter.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Loz, you've clearly had a big weekend. Where did this happen?
Is my mic not on?
Chopper, what the hell are you doing over there?
Sorry, switch mics and it's
only because you were too incompetent to turn the other one on.
It gets habitual over here. It's just the same.
That'd be fantastic in a footy side, these two. It was your fault. You were meant to be there. You go and do it.
The kids are fighting again.
I'm on the edge today. I'm telling you, I'm a bee stick away from a mental breakdown.
No.
I'm going to have a big old menti bee if you don't get it together.
It sounds like you've had one before.
I know all about him.
A menti B.
Anyway, was at the footy on the weekend. Great win for the Crows.
You're on the bandwagon.
I love it on the bandwagon.
You brought down that giant of the AFL, North Melbourne.
They gave us a runaround too. There was a moment when I thought, this is going to be, they're going to pull our pants
down. That's when you went to the Guardsman.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I want to talk about happy hours because I don't know that, I'm not going to pubs that do happy hours very often. They're not sort of, like, the Exeter
not
isn't
cool
doing
enough.
Well, I don't know. They're too tight, really. They're too cheap to do happy hour. But we went to the Guardsman after the game. Beautiful establishment.
Which is in the railway station.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful, like, what's it called? The sort of checkered
timber woodwork?
Yeah, the decor is gorgeous. It's old school. It looks like you're in a train station in London in the 1930s or something.
Mm-hmm.
I went up and got some drinks.
1930s prices.
I had a real sort of start the car moment, you know, start the car, because I got charged $8 for 2 pints of beer. And I went, that seems wrong, but I'm not going
to
question it.
You only have one friend or were you trying to have a cheap round?
I was just buying it for one mate. You're coming after me. You don't even know who I'm there with.
Well, you only bought 2 drinks.
Well, the other people had already had drink. We got there at different times and they were already...
That
explains it. Nothing gets
just
by him.
Just ignore him. Keep telling us the story. Come on.
So then. The menti B approaches. So I said, what's going on with the drinks? And the bartender said, at 4 o'clock, everything's $4. At
$4?
At 5 o'clock, everything's $5. We're talking beer, wine, and spirits.
Joke.
What? Bottled wine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not house wine.
$4.
$4. And then it goes up to 5 at 5 and then 6 at 6.
Is this 4 a.m. or 4 p.m.?
P.m. Well, I wouldn't have known, to be honest.
Who's thought of this idea? That must have been...
It was... and needless to say, we were... when we left, we weren't the same people who came in.
Right. You had a menti B there.
Menti B. Yeah. But I just...
Hey, how far did Did you get to 11 or...
It starts getting at $12 around. It's not it's not so good. Yeah, it's not so good. But the good thing is they tell you how much you're saving.
By
the end of it, I was saving like $30 around, and I felt like I was making money at the
Guardsman. Mm. Oh, so no.
I just thought they deserved a shout out. They weren't as busy as they should have been. If you go into the footy, go there after.
Loz, you'll be an ambassador now.
Oh, an ambassador for the Guardsman.
I'll look after you.
The Guardswoman.
Out and about with Dits and Loz. There could have been a segment there. Don't worry about it.
Story out of North Queensland. It's in the local newspaper, I think, in the Mackay region, where a full-page ad was taken out over the weekend.
Dear Steve, I hope you're happy with her. Now the whole town will know what a filthy cheater you are. From Jenny. P.S. I bought this ad using your credit card, you dog. No, I didn't have that last bit on.
Yeah. So there's a lot of speculation as to whether this is a hoax or not. And then people are saying, well, why would this be a hoax? What does the newspaper achieve out of it? Doesn't mean you go and buy the newspaper all of a sudden. But yeah, some people are saying it's not that authentic because in a town like Mackay, everyone knows every Jenny and everyone knows every Steve that lives there. And and they've, all of the locals have been on the news services saying, well, no, we don't know who it is. And we're not sure. Jenny?
You lived in Mackay, didn't you?
Yeah, years ago, like 10 years ago.
Do you know Jenny and Steve?
Yeah, great mates. Yeah, no idea.
Well, the Highway Hotel in South Australia put up, dear Jenny, I'm sorry. From all the Steves.
There you go. So it got us thinking about the worst thing, because you do hear some phenomenal stories about the scorned partner, revenge. What they did and how they did it. We've seen some cars like spray painted recently using you know, all sorts of nasty
words.
Good old
Adelaide, we saw that, didn't we?
That's right.
That was a good car too.
Yeah. Was it Lorraine Bobbitt probably took things a little. Lorraine Bobbitt going back, you know, she's the one who lopped her man's penis off.
Oh,
he was asleep.
He was asleep.
Well, and I don't think you let her do it while he was awake.
No.
And how have you recovered, Dits?
Still trying to find it. Because she drove off and threw it into the
woods, get a job done?
You'd want a machete
to hack it
or something.
Off. You'd have something real sharp. Mm. And she took the nub and threw it off into the bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Through the bushes. Mm.
She drove off and threw it away.
That is... Did she get time for that? Like, surely you're doing some time.
I don't know.
You wouldn't want a male judge.
I would love to think it would grow back.
No, I don't think so.
Not a gecko's tail.
Really?
I think we have to stitch it up and do something.
So what's the worst thing you've heard? What's the worst revenge story?
Go to Oakton. G'day, Daniel.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What's your story?
So another North Queensland story where an ex-boyfriend, after they split up, he went around and posted some flyer saying competition for the best chew bucket impersonation, will give you $100.
Oh, yeah.
And basically put her number up, and she was asleep and texts in the calls in the morning and all random hours.
Yeah. So she then got her messages open, and her phone was just filled with like the Chewbacca screaming.
Chewbacca.
She'd be at work, her phone would go off, and she'd go, hello. For days and days and days on end, she had to change her
Not
number.
The worst thing that could happen
that
to you.
That was a bit funny, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit funny. Let's go to Parralowie. Michael.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good,
Michael,
good, thanks.
What
have you been burned, or when have you done some damage?
Yeah, so I had an ex that cheated on me, and I found out about it, so I ended up getting with her mum.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What do you, we got more? I need more than that.
Okay, even in the family.
What did you do?
No. We don't need to find out more.
Oh,
you
no.
Reckon?
No.
I'm worried about that, actually.
That's
feel like
did mum get on with the daughter?
No. We don't need to know. We've heard the rest of this story, and we can't let it go.
I feel like I want to hear more about it.
We'll just have a chat to him off air, maybe.
I'll give you a call later, Michael. I need more info, please. Send me a text on the Automasters text line, 0488 51047.
Ditch, the phone's ringing, mate.
Not again, please.
She loves ringing in every Monday. Shazza Dittmar from Alberton. G'day, Shaz.
Good morning, lad. How are we?
I've heard you travelled to Melbourne for the Port v Bombers game yesterday.
Yeah, flew to Melbourne to watch your boys. But, bloody hell, travelling at the moment. Lost half my luggage. It was an absolute disaster.
Well, what happened? Gee, you'd be filthy with the airline. They lost your luggage.
Well, I say lost. They say detained as a suspicious, however you want to put it. Can't a lady take a boogie board onto a plane without 100 questions?
No. Well, at least the game was good to cheer you up, Shaz.
What a win. We thrashed them. It was absolutely delicious. Great to get a good percentage booster heading into Mad Monday. The high-performance team really timed Port's run. So we're hitting out straps just as we miss finals. And... Did I hear Matty Nick say the Crows are playing a finals brand of footy?
I think it did.
Really showed that finals team North Melbourne thing I do. That powerhouse. Which one of us is going to tell him that the Crows haven't made finals? Because I think that's going to be awkward as hell.
Yeah. Hey, now, just changing the subject. What about the article in the paper over the weekend about Travis Boak? He says he wants to be a dad, Shaz.
Oh, I did see that, actually. And it's a bit of a coincidence because I want to have his baby. So I feel like, you know what? Tell him, you've got his number. Tell him I'll be over in 10 minutes. Pour me a fruity Lexia. Right. A candle.
You're a good breeder. We know that.
Good luck. And before I go, hang on. I've just got a quick one. Yeah. Quick favour to ask Ditch, actually. Have you heard about Tom Rockcliffe's Sportsman tonight next week?
I have. I think tickets are a bit slow, aren't they?
Well, I need a lift, please, mate. I'm planning on having a few Jim Beams that night to help the sponsors out and all.
Yeah, okay.
So they've sold 12 tickets. Me and my 11 kids can't wait. We are so excited.
Count the pair. Good on you, Shaz.
Good on you, Shazza. Great. Righto. Thanks for ringing in. She rings in every Monday. Oh, she's gold.
What high school did Anthony Kiedis go to?
Fairfax High.
Oh, you're good, Loz. Yeah. Just explain that, Ditz. Explain that.
Well, Loz has told me that I can't catch her out with anything to do with Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I'm just
throwing random
questions. That was a good one. Well done. Anyway, let's get back to the topic.
Yeah, little kid on the front page of the Advertiser, a little boy called Marley, has had a little toy stuck in his throat for 5 years. He's only 8, this kid.
Poor dog.
And he's now got to have an emergency operation to try and get it out. Doctor said they had asthma, but wasn't that. What have you had stuck? Let's head down to Morfitt Vale. Lynn, what have you had stuck?
G'day. I had a peanut. So when I was 3 years old, I inhaled a peanut.
Mm-hmm.
And it went, doctors treated me for years. We were living in Port Lincoln at the time. Doctors treated me for years for pneumonia, all sorts of stuff. And it was only when I nearly died that my parent, or actually my grandma, she was looking after me, and she said, this is not good enough. So I demanded that I was sent over to Adelaide, came in saw a specialist. As soon as the specialist saw me, he goes, she's either inhaled a peanut or popcorn.
Oh, my God.
So did it come up on an X-ray or something? Is that how it happened?
Yes, in the end it did, absolutely. But what happened in the end, because it had been there for 4 years, so I was 7 by the time they discovered it, it had actually rotted away the bottom half of my lung.
You're still with us, Lynn, so happy ending there.
You know when you say, oh, something went down the wrong way, I think that means we've sucked it into our windpipe. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, which obviously can
really?
Be. Yeah. Well, I think that's, yeah, which is probably what happened to Lynn, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go down to Ditz's backyard. Lockleys. Yeah. G'day, Nick.
Yeah, g'day. How are you guys?
What have you got stuck?
Yeah, well, my older brother back in Port Pirie, he was supposed to look after me while my mum went to the shops across the road.
Look after you, he did. Don't worry about that.
So it was around Christmas time, and I think I was just crawling around the place, and I swallowed one of the bauble, the thing that holds the ball with the string on it.
Yep. I can see it. Oh, no.
Right.
So, swallowed that, and mum rocked up, and she said, oh, how's Nick going? And my older brother just said, yeah, there he is, an old blue laying on the floor.
Oh, no.
Hell. Yeah.
Obviously survived. Yep.
Don't eat the baubles off the Christmas tree. Kim, at Mount Barker, what happened to you?
Yeah, my granddaughter decided to put a little plastic ladybird up her nose.
Yeah.
Right.
And my daughter took her down to the Women's and Children's, but it was actually a few years ago when we had power blackouts.
Oh, no.
And she couldn't get through traffic lights and things like that. She finally got there, and they actually couldn't do anything because they didn't have enough lighting and stuff like that.
Oh.
She got sent home and had to go back down the next day to get it out, and they eventually pulled it out, but, yeah, it's all good.
Ladybirds are meant to be good luck too, but not on that occasion. Let's go to Craigburn Farm. Beck, what have you had stuck?
Okay, well, it was actually my dad. He moved down to Tasmania 20 years ago to work in the timber mill, wore earplugs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Came back home about 10 years later, kept complaining he couldn't hear, and we would go tell him to go and get tested. The doctors say you might need some hearing aids. They tried all different tests, so he put his hearing aid in, couldn't still hear, and they went off to a different specialist, and they found out he had half an earplug stuck in his ear.
Oh, no.
Working in the wood timber mills. So it was like, would have been 10 years old, would have been disgusting.
Oh my God.
God.
All right. Orlando and Woodville West, what have you had stuck?
Okay, so when I was a kid, curious child, I used to shove things here and there, but anyway,
oh, no.
Brown bean up my nose.
A what?
You know, those dry beans. Bean, like a bloody bean, just a smaller version.
Yeah.
I shoved it up one of my nostrils anyway. It must have been there for a couple of days. And Mum sees me and I've got this bulge on one of my nostrils. And she says, what the hell is that? Well, she goes and have a look to try and get this thing out. Every time I try and grab it out, it went up further. Put me down to the QEH. The doctor got in, he ripped it out. And it must have been there a while, as I said, because it had actually shoots on it, started growing.
That's incredible.
As my mum always said, you've got potatoes growing out of your ears.
Yeah.
So that's similar, I
Orlando
suppose.
And the beanstalk.
I think Orlando's our winner, isn't he?
Yeah, come on, Orlando.
Hey, that was a bit of a deal.
Well done, Orlando. Hey, Ditz, just got something on that Bobbitts incident that you spoke about before.
This was, we're talking about people who have been scorned in a relationship and how you react.
He had another, private bit surgically attached.
Yeah.
Afterwards, and then went on to star in adult flicks.
You're kidding?
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he really?
So Lorraine did him a favour when she lopped it off, really?
Well, I don't know about that, but anyway, it had a sort of a happy ending, didn't it?
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, that's, yep. Happy ending, yep.
They ruled the 80s. And now they're coming back with new music. Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast from Noiseworks, John Stevens.
Yeah, brand new single, Heart and Soul, released, this week. John Stevens, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on the new song.
Thanks very much. I mean, 30 years in the making.
Yeah, and new album as well. Hey,
yes.
I find this interesting. Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, you've worked with him on this album. How did you get to meet him? How did that relationship start?
Dave and I are old friends. In fact, Noiseworks played with the Eurythmics back in 87. We toured with them in Australia. And but Dave didn't actually work on this album. He worked on my last album, my solo record, Starlight. This is an album that the members of Noiseworks were just working on it here and there over the years, I suppose from about 2017 to 2019. And it was actually ready to go in 2019, but unfortunately Stuart Fraser, our guitar player, passed away from cancer. And then COVID happened. And so, 2022, everything's opened up again. And, of course, we're all the Noiseworks boys, we're all working musicians, and it just feels like the right time to go out there and put this record out and honour Stuart Fraser by putting it out. He's, he played and wrote on this album, so, we need to get it out. And fans have been screaming for it.
They have been screaming for it. I've witnessed fans screaming once. When I was in September Club, which is the place to be after the AFL Grand Final, a few years ago, I was with few mates and all our wives were there. We'd all been married for a while and just started breeding. But it did not stop our wives getting really, really distracted by you up on stage, John. You still got it, mate. I'll give you that.
Oh, thanks, mate. Whatever it is.
I mean, just to make you further uncomfortable, I saw you at Sounds by the River and I've never seen so many women lose their minds in a sort of, you came on stage and they went from sort of civilized people to just barbaric. I mean, one lady who I was standing next to said, can I throw my underwear on stage or is that COVID breaching? And I had to talk her out of it. Had anything wild thrown on stage? I mean, obviously the bras and undies come up a bit, don't they?
Look, I don't know what to say.
The pause. I mean, pause.
It's kind of like, people are, look, the fans are awesome, man, and people show their appreciation in different ways. And I appreciate that love, because at the end of the day, it's all about having fun and being involved in the music.
I think you played before the 2010 Grand Final. Eddie McGuire said that your performance before the game, he puts it down to you calming the nerves of the players and getting them across the line. Do you remember performing for the Collingwood boys?
I did, yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, it was a fun day, They're going well this year too.
So. Oh, they're back. You've been playing again to them. Now, we need you to get you over to our South Australian side.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. You guys, I sing the other, Never Tear Us Apart, that's your song.
That's yes. Ditch will start crying.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Switch and save on car service and repairs with ServiceNow Pay Later options. Available at all Automasters branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Excuse me.
Have you heard?
Psst. Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
Hmm. The Rumour Mill.
Well, Matty Nix might want to listen to the Rumour Mill today because we've got a text on the Automasters text line from a bloke called Tom. I don't think it's Tom Rockcliffe, but Robbie Gray to retire in the next 48 hours.
Really?
What?
Now, it's only this is the text line.
There's a bit of speculation, though, that he's playing on.
There is speculation that he's playing on. There's also a bit of speculation he's not. Next 48 hours, by the end of Wednesday, we might... That'd give a big send-off.
I was led to believe that he's going around again, but anyway...
All right, we'll find out. So that's come from a lad called Tom.
It was interesting that he was left out of the side on the weekend, and it said managed. In other words, maybe a little bit sore or whatever. So getting ready for a big game this week.
Well, a fair old send-off. Because hasn't he won more showdown medals than anyone?
Yep.
Gee, wonderful.
Tom Jonas said last week, Port's greatest ever player.
Yeah, he said he was up there.
He certainly won more games than anyone in clutch moments, I think, than any other Port player in the AFL.
All right, what else have we got?
There was a story in the media over the weekend about La Trattoria, a great iconic restaurant in South Australia,
on
King William Street in the city.
Yeah.
And that's changed hands. We dropped that. It was in the Rumour Mill a while ago before anyone knew about that. That Andy Parisi had sold after 47 or 48 years at the helm. There's a story in the media over the weekend that had been vandalised with eggs and engine oil.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of digging. It's the third time it's happened in recent weeks. The same people are doing it. They're even graffitiing the front of the shop.
So someone's got a gripe?
A gripe with, one of the... guys that have worked there for a very long time and written stuff that you wouldn't want written about you.
Right.
Which, look, I can only believe that it's inaccurate.
Right.
But very personal, not nice stuff. Fair to say the police will be all over it.
Could I hazard a guess there'd be security cameras somewhere there?
Yes, caught on camera, but without, good footage of being able to break it down, but they're all over it. So interesting stuff.
Now, we were actually talking about this a while ago, and we saw this huge sting. It was in the press. The police developed an app. It was called Anom.
Yep.
And they sold it to criminals, and it was under the guise that they could communicate without being tracked, but it was actually an app designed by police. It was a massive sting.
Good scam.
Very good scam. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, did they get all the warrants they needed to get? I was speaking about it before. I'm hearing rumours that they may have dotted their T's and crossed their I's.
Oh, no, Loz.
So they might have applied for warrants that aren't necessarily the exact warrants that they needed. And there might be, maybe, some discrepancies there that these criminals can then use in a court.
Okay.
Rumour confirmed.
Well, I wouldn't say confirmed just yet, but what we're seeing is a massive amount of pushback from the criminals. So 340 arrests came out of this. 51 of those people have pulled their wealth together to just fight the Shizer out of the Crown because they're saying that it was unlawfully obtained, a lot of this information. They didn't have the right warrants. And there are some cases being tried at the moment that are going to set precedent to see whether or not the cops actually have a leg to stand on, or whether all these criminals, who we do know are criminals now, will get away with it. It's very interesting. So you got to get the exact kind of warrants you need. You have to make sure everything is done lawfully. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Lawyers pull it apart.
Yeah.
Hey, just quickly, now, I'm a bit saddened by this rumour. Now, what I've done over the last 45 minutes, I've to and fro'd with this fella on the Automasters text line called Michael. Michael emailed us to say... one of the world's biggest bands cancelled its Australian tour over the weekend. They've pulled out. Now, I've gone back. I said, well, Michael, how do you know this? He said, well, I work for a big hotel chain and I do the bookings for these big international acts.
Mm-hmm.
I said, right, so maybe you know what you're talking about.
Who is it?
The Eagles.
Oh, no.
Now, I've texted
them.
Michael back and said, but they didn't announce a tour. He said, I know. He said, they have cancelled it before it's actually been announced. So how's that? The Eagles were on their way to Australia to a major concert, and they've pulled the pin over the weekend.
The eagle has not landed.
It hasn't landed. I'm very sad about that. I love the Eagles.
Yeah.
I love the Eagles.
Gee, that'd be big.
I hope they. Anyway, I'm going to stay in touch with Michael because I hope if they rebook,
got a new little friend. Don't you?
Have you got a little friend called Michael?
Mickey.
After 45 minutes, obviously, he said, "Call me Mick."
Chris and Mick.
Yeah. All right.
Good on you, dits.
Thank you. Sleep, Mick.
All right.
Gee, where have we got the checkbook out? This bloke's never been on this program before, has he? Well, I can't believe it. Hey, we're paying the big bucks this morning.
You know why he's never been on?
Why?
Because he hadn't won three in a row for a long time.
All right, the coach of the Adelaide Crows in the build-up to the showdown, Matty Nix. Good morning.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't actually realise I was getting paid for that.
We've all taken a pay cut to make this happen.
You need a new manager, Nixie. Have you been making lunch boxes this morning, or what? Did you get involved in that or not?
I don't. I should, but I'm in here a little earlier than that, so I'm still asleep when I leave.
You're down the club already.
Yeah, came in early this morning and cleaned up some of the review and made sure we're on top of that so we can move on to the next week.
Wow, this would be a week to try all your young blokes, wouldn't it? Last game of the year. You want to see what you've got moving forward.
Oh, dear.
Hey? Bring up the boys we haven't seen on the list, hey?
You want us to get younger, Ditch?
I think so, yeah.
Can't get much younger.
There's a few blokes you haven't tried
rest
yet.
Tex.
That's it.
Give Tex a rest.
I'm not sure it's actually possible for us to get too much younger, but we'll play a young side, I can tell you that.
Hey, it would have been a bit nerve-wracking in the second quarter watching North Melbourne, the bottom side, sort of do a number on the Crows, but like you've done plenty of times before, go into a break, in this case half-time, have a chat and then get a great response. You would have been happy with that.
Yeah, really pleased, actually, you know, watching back and cleaning things up this morning. You get a lot more detail, but at the time, really pleased with the way they fought back in the second half. I think we came up against a side that they took the game on. They challenged us. They really, really, I guess, pulled us apart around stoppage in that first half. And they were trying a lot of things, running some pretty aggressive routes in there. But we were able to fix that up into the second half and our midfielders started to get a little bit more on top. I think we won stoppage in the second half, 19-10, in the areas we looked at closely. So that was really pleasing, you know, satisfying to get a good win. It was a different win to the way we've won throughout the year. So, you know, another good learn for our group.
Now, obviously, as you were saying, a very young side, and you're going to see them grow and change and develop. Which one of the players is really, in your opinion, making the biggest strides, has the biggest star in their future?
Oh, you're going to ask me to talk about one of my kids.
Yeah.
I've got 44 of them.
Yeah.
I still count Tex as one of those kids as well.
Yeah.
I think from the weekend, if you talk about guys that really showed the development that's going on behind the scenes, I thought Riley Philthorpe was really strong.
Okay.
Yeah, Schoenberg in the end, at a time where we really needed to step up, you know, it was close in that last quarter. I thought Harry Schoenberg put his foot on the accelerator and had a real crack. So that was pleasing. Chase Jones had a fantastic second half to the game when we needed, you know, some guys to step up. So, yeah, I could go through the lot. Darcy Fogarty is one now that, you know, Darcy's form at the moment, you know, he's so strong that you sort of talk about some of these young guys that you feel are developing. We've almost moved on now. We just get used to him performing. So that's so pleasing because this is a guy that, for periods of time, even early this year, was struggling to find his form, went away and did so much work on it. So, you know, you're proud to watch the way he's playing at the moment.
Is it true him and Riley are seeing a mind coach? And if so, can I get that person's number? Because I feel like I could really benefit from a bit of a mental revamp.
Yeah, without making too much of it. There's a lot of players around the league that you know, go outside and have a look at different consultants and different people they can work with. But both of these guys have done a lot of work in this space. It's a credit to them because playing footy's tougher than most people think. When it becomes full-time and it's, you know, it's your job, you have more time to work on it, but the mental side of things, it becomes quite challenging.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to make sure you balance that. You've got things outside of footy so that it's not all, you know, all in. And when footy's not going well, yeah, you find it really tough. So both Darcy and Riley have done work in this space. There's a lot of others that have as well. I know that because these guys, their footy's improving, a lot of people want to focus on it. But, definitely a space that's most of our players now looking to.
Would Isaac Rankin make your side, do you think, next year?
Oh, Dits.
Dits, that was...
Oh, well, that's a low.
That's a really nice way of asking a question about
Isaac. I'm just wondering, would he slot into your 22, I would have thought?
didn't want to ask us about Cripps. No, look, there's a lot of players out there, Dits. I know where you're angling, and yes, we'll continue to look at the list management side. That gets, for every team in the competition at the moment, it now... You know, begins to get a little busier, and its final start, you know, teams are busy looking at what the next few years look like, and we'll continue to do that as well. We'll continue to try and improve our group, but we're doing that both organically. You know, we've seen the improvement across the board with our young squad. Our sample team will play finals. They're guaranteed now to play finals footy this year, so that's quite exciting, and that's really where we put a fair bit of our focus into after showdown this weekend.
Yep. Hey, Matty, thanks for getting up earlier and taking a call. Three wins in a row. You're in good form, and good luck going into the showdown this week. It'll be a massive game, as always.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate the chat.
There he is, Matty Nix, the coach of the Adelaide Crows. And they are exciting at the moment. He said, actually, in his presser, we heard it, played a finals-type brand of footy on the weekend, and it was pretty good in that second half.
In the second half, anyway. Saturday night showdown, you'll hear it all on Triple M. It's going to be a great game. They're always good ones, and Port at their best and the Crows at their best will be a great night out.
Now, for Port fans, by the way, we are trying to get Ken Hinckley this week as well, so just to balance things out. So we hope we can get him later on in the week.
You can hear the messages start pinging through. Where's Hinckley? Come on, get him on.
That's what Shaz is saying.
Now. 104.7 Triple M's $500 pressure test with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Good morning, Lee at Aberfoyle Park.
Good morning. Thanks for bringing the competition back, guys.
Oh, you love it, do you? You've got to get 10 correct answers in 30 seconds. If you do that, you got $500 coming your way. And we've actually got a good prize if you don't get 10 as well.
What is it?
Well, it's a double to go and see the Adelaide 500 concert with Jimmy Barnes, Icehouse and Noiseworks on Saturday the 3rd of December.
Very
That's a
good consolation.
Prize.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. What do you do, Lee?
I'm a mum.
Oh, good on you.
Good on you.
What kids have you got?
Three children, five bunny rabbits, two cats, two birds.
Right. And a partridge in a pear tree. Right.
Oh, well, that might actually help you with this pressure test.
Okay, let's get into it, shall we? For $500, Loz, you take over.
Okay, so we are a local topical show, so we're going to keep it to the Adelaide theme today. I don't know if you saw the news, but a red panda escaped from the zoo. So in homage to that, I want you to give me 10 animals that start with the letter P.
Go.
Panda, pussycat, peacock,
good.
Parrot, platypus,
good.
Pelican,
ooh.
Piranha.
Nice.
Polar bear.
Oh, good.
A puffin.
Puffin, yep.
Prawn.
All right. I reckon you've done really well.
Let's have a look.
Let's go to the adjudicator. The suspense.
All right, here we go.
One of the judges is a bit... Oh, hang on, this is tight.
Ah, you go with it.
All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
10
cards. Oh, no. Lee, $500 on our first morning.
How good.
Well done.
The bunny rabbits are going to get fed today.
Yeah.
Made some.
Good on you. Well done, Lee.
I think she had all those animals in her house.
She made a slow start, but came home with a wet sail. Good on you, Lee. Stay on the line. $500 now. One of our judges, who shall remain nameless, only gave her eight. Mm. We don't have to go back and listen to the tweet.
Well, she's got it anyway.
She's
given
it
to
her
now. She's got it anyway.
All right, we'll do it again tomorrow morning at this time. Our boss has just had heart attack.
Is a pussycat the technical term?
Yes. Yep. It is.
I don't know. It's what it's universally called a pussycat.
Yeah. I think there's
There you go.
Oh, rude. Tough.
God,
I'm happy she got it anyway. All right.
It is 18 past 8. Rude, it's a loss for Triple M Breakfast. And Port Adelaide had a big win over the weekend. I can see Shazza Dittmar keeps ringing and ringing. So she might be on the...
She might have had a crack at the pressure test. Now she wants to tell a joke for the mum and dad jokes. Yeah. Have you got one, Dits?
Just a quick one today. Why do the French eat snails?
Don't know.
They don't like fast food.
Oh, I like that one, Dits. Good one.
Sorry, Loss.
That took 4 years off my life.
Oh, that was good. That's going to be hard to beat.
On Triple M Breakfast, I don't mind dad jokes.
It's time for Mum and Dad Joke Monday.
All right, $100 up for grabs for a date night for the best Mum and Dad joke going around. Let's head to Torrens Park. Tamara, tell us a gag.
Hi, what did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
What, Tamara?
If we don't get some support soon, people will think we're nuts.
That is going to be very hard to beat. Very hard to beat. Yeah. Let's go to Woodville West. Maverick, tell us a gag.
How are you going?
Good.
Good.
Right. What's your joke?
I was on a cruise ship a couple of years ago. We went past the Ferrari display case, the Ferrari watches. I said to the guys, shouldn't buy these. And they were like, why? They're all fast.
Oh, the watch is a Ferrari watch. I thought fast.
It's hard to hear them, Maverick, unfortunately.
I don't know whether it was the line quality or the joke quality.
We got any more gags getting put over, or we're just going with the two? Or?
We're getting, just nose.
Our producers are all saying that they're
two. All right, Tamara, on fire today. Well done, Tamara, from Torrens Park.
All right, $100 for you, Tamara. You can head out on a date night.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take the other saggy
boob. I don't know who I'm
going to
take.
No, you'll find someone.
All right, 133353. Do you want to go on a date with Tamara?
Yeah.
Sports time.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight sports.
Port and the Crows both had great wins over the weekend. Now they build up towards the weekend's showdown, the last game of the year. Port Adelaide kicked 23-8 against Essendon, beat them by 14 goals. Let's hear from the coach, Ken Hinckley.
What did you like about that?
Everything. Everything. I thought they were really good. I thought they were... to be fair, we've had a pretty tough time over the last 4 or 5 weeks where we've played the absolute cream of the crop in the competition and we haven't been able to get a result. We've been really, really close, but not been able to get the job done. So it was good today to come over here and play here for the first time for the year and put a score on the board, which we think we're capable of. We haven't really done that often, so there's some good things out of that.
Biggest score for the season for the Pab. Ben Rutten, the Essendon coach, apologised for his team's performance. So they beat Essendon. Before that, they'd been beaten by the Tigers, who are red hot at the moment. Collingwood had won 11 in a row. Cats, who were the best side in the comp, and Melbourne, last year's premier. So they've had a tough month and then smacked a side that's down the bottom of the ladder. That's all you can do, and that's what they needed to do. And now they've got the showdown Saturday night for a bit of ego this weekend, isn't it? That's all it's about this week. There's nothing to gain out of it for either sides.
Crows beat North Melbourne, their third win in a row. One or two concerns. Shane McAdam did a hammy late in the game. Sam Berry's a little bit sore in the groin as well. However, Wayne Miller should come back in. Tom Duday copped a $3,000 fine for a high hit on Cam Zerha. Earlier this morning, the coach, Matty Nix, joined us.
I think from the weekend, if you talk about guys that really showed the development that's going on behind the scenes, I thought Riley Philthorpe was really strong. Schoenberg, in the end, at a time where we really needed to step up, it was close in that last quarter. I thought Harry Schoenberg put his foot on the accelerator and had a real crack. So that was pleasing. Chase Jones had a fantastic second half to the game, and we needed, some guys to step up.
Loz, that was on the back of you asking him which of the young players are exciting him at the moment and, I guess, moving forward.
Yeah, there are some really exciting players out there. Mm. It's a young side, as we keep saying.
I reckon you could throw Warrell and Saligo and a couple of others into that conversation as well. So Adelaide Crows up against the Pass Saturday night at Adelaide Oval. Triple M will be all over that. It's going to be a great game. And a little bit of a rumour on the Automasters text line that Robbie Gray could be retiring in the next 48 hours.
That is a rumour from a listener. So we're not saying that, but one of our listeners texted that in earlier this morning. But in recent days, we also heard that he's playing on next year. So will there be some sort of announcement?
When you say 48 hours, doesn't mean the announcement and he'll still play the showdown?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Not like he's quitting and not giving us 2 weeks' notice and just, all right.
Now, we are on the eve of the finals.
How many times have you been told to stick your nose out of sport?
I don't listen, Rick.
Right, you don't. Yeah. But anyway, I do like your son.
Last round
like
this weekend and then it's finals. Richmond are building at the right time. You just get the feeling. Let's have a listen to their coach, Damien Hardwick.
Geelong one in particular is probably sitting above, but then I think after that it's relatively even. So I think it's going to be an outstanding finals campaign. It's what the AFL sort of wants, you know, the evenness of the competition.
It's probably right, even right down to Port Adelaide, well outside the eight at the moment. No, true. I mean, but from there, right down, those sort of sides could mix it. You've got the Bulldogs just out, St Kilda, who are going to miss, and even the Gold Coast on their day.
All right, that's our look at the football.
This is Triple M Brekkie with Ruditz and Loz.